Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today. I just love and look forward to this time so much, and I pray that the Lord will bless your heart as we share the good things of the Lord. Well, I've been ministering on the subject spiritual renewal, and I'd like to begin by reading a passage in Luke, the 12th chapter. I trust a familiar parable of Jesus, starting in verse 16. He spoke, Jesus, a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, 'What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.' And he said, 'This will I do. I'll pull down my barns. I'll build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.'" God will give us strength for the day. And, you know, it's foolish to go beyond what God has placed in our hands, in our lives. In all things, we are to be content. Paul said he learned that, whether he was in wealth or poverty, whether he was full, whether he was hungry, whether he was clothed, whether he was naked, he learned to be content in all things because God will provide all of our needs. And in this parable, the Lord is saying it's foolish to go beyond that. And so often, we seem to think that being blessed spiritually is having an increase of material, natural possessions. And there may be many that promote that. But beloved, the real treasures are those for those who are rich toward God, treasures in heaven. Can God bless? Is he against wealth? Of course not. But it's how we utilize the blessings that God has given us. We just have to understand that everything we have, whether little or much, is simply the provision that God has given us to steward, and we must be faithful in that. So God doesn't provide strength for such enterprises as this person who just was going to tear down what he had and build bigger. You know, so often I think we're infected by a world's mentality. You know, we need bigger churches. We need everything. The bigger it is, the better. Not necessarily. So, beloved, let's just hear the word of the Lord. And for those who long to do God's will in every phase of their life, in every aspect of taking the kingdom for the Lord, not that we're going to bring his kingdom to this earth, only the king is going to do that, but we are given strength and we can carry the battle to the gate, which means the enemy is not allowed entrance. I would like to give reference now for those who didn't hear yesterday's broadcast, that in Isaiah the 28th chapter, verse 5, the word says, "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate." He will give us strength, not only for those difficult seasons in our lives and grace, but he will give grace and strength for our day-to-day lives, where we need God's ability, we need his wisdom, we need to possess the gate of complete victory, where the enemy is not allowed entrance into our city, into our place, into our temple. The gate is the marking is a marking of the end of one phase of the battle where the torch passes on to another. He gives strength and grace. He never sends us into battle without a reserve of strength. He's not unrighteous. God told Israel in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, verse 25, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." So there is a promise from the Word of God that we will have strength for whatever comes our way. And so, beloved, we're talking now about spiritual renewal, and we have to I just sort of give you a warning that we need to be wary of accepting spiritual fatigue as a merit badge. Sometimes those that are just weary, they kind of use it as a merit badge. "I've just been working so hard for the Lord." Well, of course, there is a natural weariness that can come, and even sometimes a spiritual weariness with increased battles. But we can't accept spiritual fatigue and heaviness as the norm for our daily life. We must see God's rest await us amidst all of life's pressures and conflicts. Remember the Hebrews, "There is a rest, therefore a rest unto the people of God." And I pray as I minister these words of the Lord, share these scriptures, that your heart is going to be stirred, that the faith that God has put within you will cause you to see there is a rest, there is renewed strength, there is spiritual renewal for you. And as it says in Hebrews, they entered not into that rest because of unbelief. Well, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I take authority over spirits of unbelief who would harass your beloved. And in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirits of unbelief, to depart, and I release the faith of God, Lord, that your beloved shall arise in newness of strength. They shall have increased freshness and vigor. They shall be renewed in their inner man, and they shall know that this is a new day. Even as you spoke, Lord, just a few days ago on the broadcast, it's a new day. And Father, I claim that for my brothers and sisters. I claim for that one who has just been so bowed down and tired and weary from the battles, Lord, that you will just cause them to wait upon you for this refreshing that you're giving. Lord, even now I sense an impartation of divine strength. I release, Father, that anointing of the Holy Spirit that shall quicken them in their inner man. Lord, that they shall be able to mount up with wings as eagles. They shall be able to see from a heavenly perspective. And Lord, nothing the enemy is bringing against them shall prosper. But Lord, they shall stand fast upon the Word of God, girt with the armor of God, resisting the enemy, and he shall flee from before them. I thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. And also, beloved, don't be victimized, because we need to be wary. You know, Peter warns us, our enemy, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We cannot be victimized by the destructive trends of society that is all around us. There are so many that are moody, depressed, listless, and God wants for his people not a spirit of heaviness, but a garment of praise. So, beloved, before renewal, there has to be rest. There has to be praise. There has to be an understanding that we need to get into God's presence, that he can do those very things. It's one thing to be renewed by this broadcast, to be renewed when you go to church, but beloved, we need it every day in our day-to-day lives, in our times before the Lord. He will do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, let's go now to another point I want to share with you that's really very important, and that is a disciplining of our soul. Uh-oh, I said that naughty word, discipline. Beloved, every good soldier in the natural army or in God's army experience discipline. And boot camp might not be very fun, but it's a very important part of being trained to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. And so it's important that we understand that our spirit needs to be in submission to God. We need to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. But our soul nature, our emotions, our moods, our will, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Beloved, that's the remedy. If we will lift up our soul to God, he can begin a work of healing, of cleansing, of whatever it is that we need. And it's necessary for the natural to give over to the spiritual. For example, are you in the habit of praising? Or are you in the habit of complaining? Beloved, we need to get out of the bad and understand that all testing, all trials are but for a season, but we don't have to rehearse the things we've gone through. In fact, God's been just He's been ministering to me, and he's been chastening me that I don't need to rehearse all the trials, all the troubles, all the battles. And I don't mean that I do it verbally, but many times the enemy will just bring it up in my memories, in my thoughts. And he does the same for you. I know some are listening, and you are continually thinking of the hurts, the woundings you've had in the past. In fact, I was just praying the other day with a woman who was just, as she shared her past, things of her childhood, I said, that sounds so very present, so very current to you. And beloved, we need God to heal us. We need not to spend our time looking for those things that have passed, but like Paul, pressing forward to the new things that God's has for us. So we should not rehearse the negative things, but ask the Lord to look at the positive things that came out of all those bad things, to get into the habit of praising, to be thankful for the blessings that we do have in our lives while we look forward to the greatness of our destiny, the things that are yet before us. Oh, Lord, may you grant that in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you, and there's still a whole lot more to share with you, so I invite you to tune in tomorrow on the broadcast. And as I said, if you've got a smartphone, you can listen to the broadcast on that. And also, you can go to the website anytime that are at your convenience. The broadcasts are archived there. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.